So incredibly catchy. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 339. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Dirty Girl. That song is called Fat Girl, and that's on the Junk Food EP. That's a 6-song EP the band has just released themselves, digital, and I think CDR as well. You can find that on the band's Bandcamp website. Came out October 6th, and the band is based out of London, England. Really love that song, and it's so catchy. Kind of reminds me of a No Ditching song that also gets stuck in my head sometimes as well. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. Some of it is kind of straightforward and power pop, and some of it's kind of noisy and, well, I don't know. Some of it's a little more challenging. Let's get a little bit of each of those. This is a track by Reckless Eric with the song Several Shades of Green.
I was nearly someone back in the day. I was in the lower reaches of a hit parade. Pages of some stupid magazines. I was in a jacket that I wouldn't be seen. Getting or fitting today. I was out of time, I was out of step. Singing out of tune with some band that didn't get the pictures, the poetry, though they said
kind of fun. That is Tesco Bombers with the song Break the Ice at Parties. That was a 7-inch released in 1982, though I just picked that up from Optimo Records on a compilation that was called, now that's what I call DIY, Cult Classics from the Post-Punk Era, I think 79 to 82. It may be released in your neck of the woods as Cease and Desist DIY after Sony didn't like the now that's what I call prefix there. Guess that's something they own. Anyway, that came out October 30th, 2015. It's a 2LP that has like 16 tracks, but I got the digital version, which is only 13, so I'm wondering what I'm missing there. Maybe I'll have to dig out those other tracks and just buy them as one-offs. Maybe I can find them. I mean, it's kind of hard to find those things, right? Anyway, I like that. I like that band. Before that, we heard from Reckless Eric, which was certainly around in 1982, but he's around in 2015, and he's just put out a great album called America. That song we played there, Several Shades of Green, is taken from that. That album just came out November 13th on Fire Records, and it shows that Reckless Eric has not progressed a bit, and that is such a wonderful thing. You know, maybe a little, but good stuff there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into more music here. Jumping into the power pop side of things. This is a new track from Berwinger.
Please let these demons go away. Please let these demons go away. Ever since I was a child, they just sat around and smiled. Demons go away. It's always kiss, kiss, kiss. Puts my mind into a mist. We'll be right back.
Was a burst of energy, almost enough to wake me up out of this food coma, but only almost. We ended the set off there with the State Lottery, a band from Detroit, Michigan. They get together sometimes. That song was called Geysers, and it's on the When the Night Comes, which I think was the band's last full length. Came out back in June of 2010 on Salinas Records, or maybe, I don't know. I think they released a physical copy of it. Who knows what else did. I picked that up on Bandcamp there. Of course, course, that track very much sounds like Thin Lizzy, but that's okay, because that's a very good thing to sound like. Before that, we heard from DM3, the band from Melbourne, Australia. Originally recorded, about, 93 or so, and that just released on a 2015 compilation called West of Anywhere. That song there is called One Times, Two Times, Devastated. Fantastic power pop from that band there. And that one sounds a little bit like The Boss, but that's okay, too. Started the set off with Josh Berwinger with the track Demons, and that is on the or the title track rather of his new 6-song EP that'll be out on December 11th on High Dive Records. And of course, he is based out of here in Kansas City, Missouri. I've got one track left for you. Let me go ahead and get the business out of the way first, though. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 339. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website in the last week, we had an account, photos and videos of the Conkers, Drugs and Addicts, and Leisure Boys show at Fountain City Tattoo, as well as photos and video of Family Bed, Rat Boys, Bedroom Sons, and Caroline at the Sandbox. Maybe I'll write something about that one soon. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up the 27th, The Good Life at the Riot Room, or lots of record store day shows, including one at Josie's. It looks to be very good. The 30th, Get Up Kids playing with Josh Berwinger at the Record Bar. The 1st, Rex Hobart is playing at Coda. I'm going to make it to that one. The 2nd, Frank Turner's playing at the Midland is some part of, you know, Grinch or X Stole Christmas or whatever from the big local quote-unquote alternative station. The Interrupters are playing that night, however, at Record Bar, and that sounds pretty good too. The Architects are playing at the Record Bar on the 4th. Hillary Watts Riot playing the 5th release show, I think just for a single though. On the 7th, Queers are playing at the Record Bar with Drop a Grand, and I forget who else. And then Berwinger is playing at the Mills on the 11th, and I think I forget who else is on that one. I should remember that. That night, the Conkers are playing with Berwinger at Blind Tiger. The 12th, Conkers and Shy Boys show up to play at Mills. And that night, Conkers and Berwinger, I think, show up and play at the Replay. So you can catch those bands a lot over that 2-day period. Anyway, now let's wrap things up here. I got one track left for you. And it's a doozy, but don't worry, it's not black metal. You don't need to shut this off. It is a little noisy, though. It is a new track by Parquet Courts. The song is called, Monastic Living 1, and it is the title track of sorts of the band's new EP, but it's a long EP because these are long songs. Came out, I think it's tomorrow, November 27th. Now you know what I'm recording. Secret on Rough Trade Records. The band, of course, based out of Brooklyn, New York, via Texas, I think, some time ago, but definitely a Brooklyn band now. The EP is noisy. It doesn't have as much of the lo-fi, garage pop, big hooks that you're used to hearing, and this track in particular is a very big departure. It's kind of noisy, experimental, a little mathy. It sounds... sounds nice, and it was good to run to at the gym, too. Give this one a listen, see if it works for you, and then I'm sure you can find this album streaming somewhere on whatever streaming service you subscribe to. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
We'll be right back.